12. Malaga, a resort in Spain, is apparently famous as a grape-growing area. Poet Daigaku Horiguchi wrote in an essay, "The flesh of grapes in Malaga has a taste of the moon because the grapes grow with an abundant dose of moonlight." I assume Horiguchi must have eaten them while imagining the shade of a bunch of grapes against the blue darkness. One of the best poems written by novelist Ryunosuke Akutagawa goes like this. In the blast of cold winter air, dried sardines retain a residue of the color of the sea. It is said that the dried sardines were sent to Akutagawa from a friend in Nagasaki. The sardines grilled while imagining the color of the distant sea must have tasted extraordinary. As the examples of the moonlight and the color of the sea show, no sauce is better than the imagination of a person who eats it. However, imagination has a wide variety of seasonings. For instance, an insect in instant noodles, pieces of plastic in chicken nuggets, a human tooth in French fries, and tissue paper in vegetable juice. Just imagining conditions at factories manufacturing such products would kill anybody's appetite. Those plants should thoroughly implement all hygiene measures at hand with eyes hunting fleas, meaning sharp eyes focused on the surroundings, if I am allowed to use an obsolete expression. Reading the above phrase, eyes hunting fleas, some readers may tut, complaining to themselves, "Don't remind me of a flea at breakfast time." Nothing is more delicate than the imagination of a person at the table.